Gorgeous Mama is a podcast for mamas by a mama who knows the real struggle of postpartum depression, who's ready to get on top and show you what it means to become a mom boss. And I'm ready to take this crazy journey with you if you're ready to do it with me, this one called motherhood. You are listening to Hello Gorgeous Mama. I'm your host, Britt Contreras, mompreneur, blogger, writer, founder, and now amateur podcaster. Let's get started and let's get this rolling. Hi, beautiful mom bosses. This is episode number 6 and PPD, PPA, the ghost from the past. I'm excited to go and dive deep into being vulnerable and what it's been like having baby number 2 and going through all these emotions all over again. Let's take a listen. I am definitely in a season, right? I'm in a season of motherhood that I feel incredibly guilty that I feel this way. Because I should be happy and overjoyed and feel blessed that I'm a mom of 2. But sometimes, to be honest, I just want to like throw something at the wall because I'm so frustrated and I don't know how to control this emotion of mine and frustration. And it ranges from just being so tired and constantly feel like I'm overwhelmed and that I need to play catch up and that my toddler doesn't want to listen to me, doesn't want to, you know, go to bed on time, and then a constant cycle of that happening with nursing my 1-month-old. And it's just a lot of overwhelming stuff and keeping up with laundry and making sure the house is clean and just feeling like you're stuck in the four walls and there's just never-ending steps of motherhood that just never seems to end. And then the other side of me is like, you're a mom. You should feel really incredibly grateful because not all people can become parents and have the blessings of the babies. But that's exactly what I feel postpartum depression and anxiety do to you. And when you have depression and anxiety at the same time, it's like feeling sad one moment, feeling angry the next, and feeling anxious all at one time. And the happy moments are kind of far in between during those times. And right when you think that you're doing good and you're feeling better again, it comes back and creeps up behind you. So this to me is one of the most vulnerable podcasts, except for the first one that I did, sharing my birth story, because I feel that I am, you know, a little overwhelmed right now, and it is hard for me to try to keep up with everything that I'm doing. And even now, I'm breastfeeding my, she's almost 2 months old now, and she's on a set routine, so it's been fairly easy with her. But my toddler is the one that just fights and fights her sleep, and again, that makes me feel guilty because I don't want to be getting mad at one baby or of mine, you know, at all. I don't want to be mad at all. But I find myself getting frustrated, I find myself getting upset, and it's very difficult to get through those feelings, because you have this stigma of how you should be after, and that you should have this blissful moment, and that motherhood should be easy peasy. And I don't think that anybody said it would be, but they didn't say how hard it would be either. And that's some vulnerable truth that nobody tells you, of just how hard motherhood sometimes can be. And fatherhood can be too, I believe. But I think that with the hormones and after giving childbirth, that those affect you a lot more. And they come into play with everything at once. So what keeps me from getting upset and angry and wanting to actually throw something at the wall or whatever is trying to take a deep breath and actually doing this podcast to help other moms maybe listening that feel the same way and don't want to admit that they feel the same way, because then you feel ashamed and you feel like people are judging you for thinking that sometimes you just want to get in the car and drive away. And then there's other times you're so anxious that you can't even leave your baby at all, because then you get extreme anxiety. And that's where I am at right now, is caught between those two emotions of entirely different. And I don't really know where the bliss is, and that's the sad thing that sometimes I feel extremely guilty for. But then I think about looking at pictures or moments that I capture, or smiles and coos that my almost 2-month-old makes. And then I think about my toddler and how she's so sweet with her sister, and how she like has the most upbeat personality no matter what, and no matter how many times I get frustrated or I may yell at her, she will still give me kisses and say, "I got you, I got you." And that's what those comforting moments are that bring me out of this kind of dark shadow, if you will. So I encourage a mom that's listening to this right now that might be feeling certain thoughts about frustration and guilt and shame and just overly like, was I meant to be a mom, or maybe I wasn't meant to be their mom, or thinking thoughts like that. You were picked for a reason, and your babies picked you, handpicked you. It was by design and by plan. Yes, you created these babies and they came, but your babies are your babies by no mistake at all. They were meant to be your babies, or your baby if you just have one. But have no doubt in your mind that you are capable of being their mom. And yes, there's going to be times that you're crying, and there's going to be times that you're crying with them, and you all three are frustrated, or two, how many you have. But it's okay, because that moment when they take a break from breastfeeding and look up at you just because they simply want to smile, you'll remember that later. Or the moment when they want to snuggle and put their hand and caress your face and give you a kiss, you'll remember that moment. Or when you're the one that they want to be held by, nobody else, you'll remember that moment. So just focus on those moments, because the quote that says, it's not the breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away, that is so true. And that's what I kind of try to think of and keep in mind when I am feeling like this, because trust me, I've tried everything in the book to put my toddler to bed and it's just not working. So it's sometimes like, what do I do? Am I parenting right? Am I disciplining right? I don't want to yell at her. I don't want to lose my temper. I don't want to get upset. I don't want her to think that she's been replaced or anything like that. So it's very hard to figure out how to properly tell her, okay, enough is enough. without her thinking that mom is just being mean. So, and then, you know, my 2-month-old, I cater to her demands, of course, right now, because she's in need of mom right now. And it's very hard for me sometimes to even separate myself and realize that it's okay to not have, like, a bazillion hands and be able to do a bazillion things at once. Like, if I can just focus on one thing at a time, that's what I have to do. I can't be like Wonder Woman all the time, or try to be Wonder Woman sometimes. And it's a little bit hard concept to grasp, because I think that in society and social media, we put all this pressure on ourselves to be the best, to do the best, and we get into this comparison trap of looking on social media and seeing how this mom is doing this, or this mom's doing that, or they posted this today and they posted that and it looks all glamorous, so we're like, we should be doing that, we should look like that, we should be that perfect person. But I was actually reading Girl, Wash Your Face, and Rachel Hollis says that so many people are saying, like, oh wow, like, on her comments, you're so perfect and your life looks so glamorous, because she's at an award show looking super fabulous, but then in that exact moment that she's reading the comments that day earlier, she accidentally peed her pants jumping on a trampoline trying to do a cool gymnastic pose up in the air to impress her 3-year-old. And she's thinking, all these people think that my life is perfect, and here I am, just peed, you know, my pants. So she says, it's not that I think that people think my life is, or they look at those pictures and they go, wow, she's perfect. It's that they see, wow, she's happy. And that's what they idolize, is the happiness look in there, because there's something that's possibly missing in that person's life at that moment, that they feel some type of way where that competition mode comes out and comparison trap happens. So I just want to say all that to say that when we post certain things, of course we are going to post what looks right at the time. Now me, I try to be very vulnerable ever since I've had Gianna, because I really truly do not wish postpartum depression or anxiety on any mom ever. Like, not even my worst, well, I don't really have enemies, but like people that I don't haven't gone along with or whatever, I would never wish that on them either, because it is very hard to describe. It's not something you can really control, and even family members might try to understand, and they might not understand it quite well unless they went through it themselves. But it's like, you want to be happy in certain moments, or you want to overcome certain things, and your brain just goes to a whole different dimension. And the way I like to describe it is that there's just like this monster, if you will, that is just creeping behind you and trying to pull you down, kind of thing. And it's hard, but not to say that you can't get out of it, because you can. It's just, you'll have a roller coaster of emotions. Just think of it kind of like your baby. When you have your baby, your baby comes out into this world not knowing anything, having to learn everything. It's scary. It's a frightening place. It's all new to them. All the senses, everything they feel, everything that touches their skin, everything they hear, everything they smell, Everything they, you know, everything that comes in counter with them is all brand new. So when you're going through postpartum depression, anxiety, it's like a lens is over your eyes and you're seeing everything new, but not in a positive way. It's scary. It's a dark place. And it's very hard to take off that lens and see the true beauty that lies out there. Just like a baby, once they realize, oh, these clothes are to help keep me warm. This blanket is to keep me comfortable. You know, and when I get skin-to-skin contact with mom, that's my mom. That's my mom's voice. That's my mom's smell. I feel safe. It's just like that. You have to find, again, your safe place. You have to find the happy moment. And once your vision starts to clear and you see the happy moments, then you get out of those dark places. So, kind of like that, I guess, would be a good example. I hope that is as clear as I can explain it for those that haven't had to go through it, or you feel like somebody you know is going through it. And it's not something you can fix. It's not something you can solve. All you have to do is ask, hey mama, how are you holding up? How are you doing? How are you feeling? Because everyone's concerned, rightfully so, around the newborn, but they forget about the mama. And moms need love too. They do. And as I've suggested before, support group is very important. Getting help is very important. And if you have to, medication might be an option too. I try to stay away from it if I can, because I want to naturally try to get where I can. And I don't think it will help me. I think it will make it worse for me. That's my personal opinion for myself. So you have to see what works for you and what works for your family too, as far as helping them to understand where you're at, and be patient, because it's nobody's fault. It's something that happens, and some people say it has to do with your, like, a chemical imbalance. I'm not sure about that. I haven't done as much research for that part of it, but I do know that it can be helped, and it can be overcome, and it can come back. It can, but you'll get more and more control about it and realize and recognize your triggers and your symptoms. So I hope this podcast wasn't too dreary or morbid sounding, but I hope it helps you. And I will keep talking about these topics, and let me know what other topics you feel that are good to help. The next topic I think I'm going to talk about is 25 things that people don't tell you prior to having baby. So I gotta go. Savannah's calling me, and have a good night. If you know, or you know someone who is struggling with postpartum depression or postpartum anxiety, please call Postpartum Support International at 1-800-944-4PPD. That's 1-800-944-4PPD.